Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're here because we got Debbie Meyer. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I hear you doing the standing ovation out there. Debbie Meyer's back. She's the co-CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America Incorporated. You see her on HSN all the time. She's an incredible inventor, folks, and one of my heroes because she invented the cake cutter, which is one of my favorite things that one of my favorite possessions in my life is the cake cutter. And it also is a pretty good pie cutter, too. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's wonderful to be here again.
It's pretty good with pudding. It's pretty good with cobbler. You're starting to see the pattern here, right, Debbie?
Oh, I've seen that pattern for years, Jim.
You can see it on me too, Debbie. Hey, Debbie. I know a little bit about your life. You wake up in the morning, and if you didn't do anything for yourself, you would be run ragged by all the things that other people have for you to do. People pushing and pulling and demanding and begging and asking and cajoling and everything. Never mind the things that you actually want to accomplish that day. How do you deal with
cameras in my? You have cameras here, right?
Yes, I do. Well, because and the thing is, now you're a celebrity. You're on television. You're a big shot, but you got regular folks out there on Main Street who aren't in that same vein, but they're hearing me describe you, and they're saying, look, I'm not on television, but that sounds like me.
Yeah, sure.
How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, everyone calls this the information age. I call it the too much information age. We're spending tremendous amounts of time reading and absorbing and just being bombarded with tremendous amounts of what's called, I think it's euphemistically called information.
Yeah.
You know, I think as human beings, we're all very curious, and that's probably part of our problem.
Well, if you're not curious, you're not going to be a very good entrepreneur.
Exactly.
So and by definition, an entrepreneur is going to be more curious than the average bear.
That's right. However, whether you're the average bear or an entrepreneur or a budding entrepreneur or whatever you are, you have to learn to manage that information. Otherwise, you are going to spend your day doing nothing but absorbing and not producing.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be able to actually find that way to separate yourself from the clutter. And that's
because
what I tried
because
to do.
That's the thing. 20 years ago, this wasn't a real big problem.
Yeah, of course.
Because you didn't have a USB plugged into your ear.
That's right. And wherever think about it. Wherever you go, do you see whether you're walking down the aisle in the supermarket, or you're in your car, or you're in line someplace waiting for a movie ticket? Do you ever see somebody who isn't plugged into something?
No.
You don't even. You
They're
see people
texting,
who are together.
I mean, it's amazing. What you see, people. I mean, I saw this the other day. There were half a dozen folks standing around, and they were close to each other. Nobody was talking to each other. They all had their head in their cell phone.
They're all plugged into something else, right? Or go into a restaurant, and four people are sitting at a table, and they're all doing something separately on their cell phones instead of talking.
Right.
So there's so much coming at us all the time. One of the things I'm always concerned with is the lack of human contact. I still don't believe that texting is human contact.
Well, it isn't. You know, it isn't.
It's a quick way to get a couple of words.
It's drive-by contact.
Exactly.
Now, it's handy. Boy, howdy, is it handy. I mean, I use it.
It is.
I use it every day because it's so handy for things. I love that part of it, but it's a tool. It's a means to an. It's a means to an end. It's not a way of life.
And it's also not a source for me.
Neither is social media.
Exactly.
A way of life.
And, you know, I find it funny, you know, I hear this all the time about giving kids time out. Well, we've seen now a couple of generations, probably two generations, where time out is a punishment. Time out was not a punishment when I was growing
up. I'm laughing because I just imagine, you know, my dad telling me that I was going to have time out.
I would have begged for it.
What he would mean was, I'm going to take some time out on your backside, son.
But time out, you give a kid time out because he's overloaded, right? Well, you know what? Time out shouldn't be a punishment. Time out should be what we all strive for.
That's
because
right.
We're getting too much stuff.
When my oldest grandson was a little guy, he did something, got in trouble for it, and he said, "Poppy, I've been abandoned from the computer." So he got time out for the cube. He called it abandoned. I've been abandoned from the computer. Hold on to that thought. 22, right back with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.